Okay, people, Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh my God!
I'm on my f***ing lunch break, okay?
Merry Christmas!
When Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's gonna find the jolliest bunch of a**s this side of the nut house.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
The time has come for all grit grinders alike to tune into the boys as they spit fire through the mic. That means Noodles and O-Dog and Haze are your hosts for Overdrive's first annual advent calendar that's grittier than most. We'll have hot takes and lists and friends of the show. So strap on a holiday feed bag and let that boiler grow.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
All right, day 7 now of the advent calendar. Noodle's not here today, but Craig has taken part in this before. Last week, when you were off, day 3, I believe it was, of the advent calendar, Craig was a big part of that. Three nightmares of the holiday season. You had many anecdotes in there that were terrifying. We'll see where this goes. Yesterday, we looked back on...
You guys never brought up one that I thought you were going to bring up. Nightmares of the holiday season. The brawl at the World Juniors.
Ooh, Pish Danny.
I thought that one of you guys... Craig, I was kind of looking for you for that one. Yeah.
Well, you know what was interesting?
That was a holiday night.
Yes,
do you want to hear... Here's an interesting one. So Dominic Turgeon was playing for the USA in that same rink. And I'm talking to him. And I'm telling him, yeah, this is where the brawl happened.
Oh, yeah, you were saying
but
that.
But I tell you, yeah. And he's going, no. And I said, well, your dad, ask your dad. And you see the pictures of it. You can't picture that this is where the lights went out and everything. And so I'm playing in the same, yep, you're right there.
I still don't understand what they were hoping to accomplish with the lights turning out.
Well, I don't think they'd ever seen anything like
way
that.
Way worse.
But they didn't see anything. It was already out of hand.
I hear you, Craig. Yeah. But the lights go out, you pick up a stick and you smack someone in the face. Like that. That's when it can really
And it was pretty
crazy.
Vicious at that time already.
Shanahan was on the ice for that, wasn't he?
Oh, Shanahan. Yeah. Oh, I mean, Sean Simpson, who does radio up in Ottawa. I mean, Everett Santa Pass. I mean, you
was
go back.
Was Fleury on the
Fleury,
ice?
Fleury, yep.
Yeah. Okay.
You know who the coaches were, right?
No, I don't.
Burt Templeton and... Pat Burns.
Ooh, Bert. Sudbury Wolves.
I don't think they liked that, eh, Jeff?
They were probably like, screw it, just the hell
with
this. Yeah,
let's go.
Old Bert was a grit grinder.
Oh, yes, he was.
He was. I think he was still coaching in Sudbury when I was playing.
Yeah.
I think it was at the end of the
was
road.
Was he Sudbury?
Right?
Yeah, because he was North Bay for a long time, and then he went
he
over to Sudbury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Day 7 of the advent calendar.
On this, the 7th day of the Overdrive Advent Calendar, I present to you a festive edition of Would You Rather.
We're bringing back Would You Rather, recycling for the first time. I don't believe we've done that yet. This is the first time we have a recurring theme. Last week, we got a little bit carried away.
Would You Rather was one of my favorite Campfire Muskoka games. And it had nothing to do with anything
or sports
that we're discussing
or politics
right now.
Or pop culture.
But fire away.
Okay. Well, this is one that doesn't really matter to the general population. I guess it wouldn't Toronto, but would you rather shovel or cut the grass? Think about it on a day like today, where I got out there shoveling for the first time.
I would rather cut the grass because I know how good a cold beer tastes after. For some reason, after a hockey game on the back of the bus, cutting the grass, around a golf, those are the top three things that a beer tastes the best.
Not even close. You can't shovel the snow in your shorts. No way.
I hate cutting the grass. I'll shovel. I'd rather shovel. I would. I find it quicker. It's more of a workout. You feel like you've accomplished more. Cutting the grass is a chore for me. Shoveling, I feel like I'm doing something. I'm helping society. Like I'm clearing the walkway for people, for kids. The grass, it's only me that benefits from that. A very selfish take.
My wife had the snowblower going a few years ago, and she was blowing it out the driveway, and it had been snowing for, she'd been out a few times, and this car drove by, and the lady was kind of slowing down. My wife said, get out of your car, and you're going to get a blast.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She was mad because the snow was coming on her car. It snowed like 25 centimeters in 5 hours.
Right.
Give me a break.
Yeah, figure your life out, lady. All right, this is more of a hypothetical. Would you rather... play 1 year in the National Hockey League, make $1 million, but win a Stanley Cup. Or play 5 years in the NHL, make $10 million, but you never play a playoff game.
I made $17 million and never won a cup, and I'm pretty happy about that.
You can answer this firsthand.
I went to a final.
Yeah. I'll take 5 years in the show any day of the week. I don't care about the cup ring.
Absolutely.
I'll take the money.
You do
and the
if you win
years.
It, but if you don't, you're like, I can still wake up and live with myself.
Absolutely. Dead last every year, I'll take it.
Obviously, you don't want dead last, but...
I say it all the time. So much of this talk about the cup, and as long as you play and everything you did was to help the team win, like, you want to be in there for the long haul, not the short haul. And just, you might have played for a year and you might have done nothing. You just happen to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, it's like timing and placement, too. You look at a guy like Justin Williams. He left the great Philadelphia Flyers. He went to Carolina, won a cup in Carolina, the one time they win a cup. Yeah. Then he goes to L.A. that was so brutal for so long. Kopitar comes around, Doughty comes along and quick, and he's instrumental in two cups there. And then he goes to Washington. He easily could have won a couple more there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like it's timing and everything's got to fall into place. It's so difficult. And then you look at other guys in the opposite end of it, where they just left teams or they were just part of this organization that just missed. Look at those guys in Anaheim, a bunch of guys in Anaheim. They had...
Rick Jackman won a Stanley Cup in Anaheim in 07.
Yeah, for sure.
And we drafted Rick Jackman fifth overall, and I still say that he had unfulfilled promise in his career, but he won a cup. And I'll say this as long as I have something to say. I'll take my chances with Joe Thornton and Patrick Marleau when people say, well, they've never won a cup. Well, not because of what they haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
They can play on my team, and I'll take a shot with those two guys any day of the week.
I'll take that bank account, too,
yeah.
Any day of the week. All right, this is from a Leaf fan perspective. Craig, you can put whichever team you want in there. Over a 10-year span, would you rather the Leafs win one cup but miss the playoffs every other year, or make the playoffs for 10 years straight but they lose out in the first or second round every year?
You mean the Washington Capitals?
Basically the Capitals, or you win a cup and then you never go back.
I want the cup.
So you take 9 years of just horrendous, awful play, misery.
We've already seen 10.
I'd take the cup.
Oh, yeah.
I'd take the one experience I've never had as a fan. I'd push that to 20 years. I did 10 hoping that it would be more debatable. I'd go 19 years of them being horrendous if I could guarantee one cup. Over 20 years of them being steadily great and in the playoffs, but they break your heart every
Craig,
year
what kind
April.
Of grace period does a cup give you? Like, you look at... like TFC right now, that management group, and they all must just be giddy in their offices because they're probably thinking, we got 5 years here to just say, oh, well, don't forget about the championship in 2017.
So let's use some recent examples, okay? Jim Rutherford won in 06. I mean, and him and Peter Karmanos were longtime friends. Ray Shero in Pittsburgh. You know, look at the grace. Peter Chiarelli in Boston. And it might be getting shorter. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But all those guys won Stanley Cups.
That's about 5 years,
yeah,
I'd say.
That's what I would say. Jimmy was a little bit longer. I mean, for many reasons. But Ray was, they went in 09 and he's gone in 15.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 15 or 14? He was gone in 14.
It was 14, yeah, because Rutherford was there before they won.
Shirelli was there. Shirelli won in 11 and he's gone in 16.
Yeah. Probably about a 4 or 5 year grace
period.
No,
he was gone in 15. Because McDavid was the first pick in 15.
Well, and look at, what's his name with the Kings, who they just
Dean Lombardi.
Dean Lombardi.
Yeah, so.
He was there for a long time and won a couple of cups.
There you go.
A few years later. Sorry about that Richards deal and about that Brown deal and that Gavrik deal.
See what's happening in Detroit now. I mean, I don't like it because I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think that he's a wonderful guy, and I think he's a really good manager. But what's happening with Ken Holland now, I mean, it's like people have forgotten what he's done, but they're seeing where the team is at.
You're right.
You're exactly right. And maybe they shouldn't care. I'm not suggesting, but I still think he's a good manager.
Well, I mean, it's not easy to rely on a manager to rebuild. You know, it's one thing to, because you label managers as guys that, okay, they've either taken over a really good team,
the decision-making goes into it too, Brian. Like, I said a bunch of times in this show a few years back, I'm like, you've got to start thinking about maybe packaging up Datsyuk and Zetterberg and saying, mm-hmm. who wants these guys? Because it's now time to turn this over. Because you're going down a dark path now, and you want to just keep them there and then tell everybody, oh, we're garbage, or you can get ahead of the curve. It's a ballsy thing to do with the fan base and the jersey sales, but...
I think they won one playoff round after they lost to Pittsburgh in 09. One playoff round.
They still made it every year.
I know, but that goes to your question, right? Yeah. So they're making it, and they won one playoff round. Yeah. That's
well, and it's also about expectations right. in the market too. Like Detroit, they won so many cups and went to so many cup finals. Yeah. It almost became unfair in a way. But, like if you're really expecting your team to win a cup every year, join us in reality. I mean, it's not ever going to happen, but expectations rise, and you benefited from those when you were winning, and you have to deal with the consequences. All right, would you rather have LeVar Ball run your career or John Ferguson Jr. run your career?
John Ferguson Jr.
I beg your pardon?
John Ferguson Jr. happily.
Over LeVar Ball.
And it's second.
I'm shocked by that answer.
Really? I think LeVar Ball is the biggest donkey on earth right now. And I have no time for it. I think it's ridiculous. I would happily take Fergie as my personal advisor. I cannot confirm or deny this answer, but that's my answer.
I've never been more shocked in my life. I know you're not a LeVar Ball fan, but I didn't think anything could possibly lead you.
Okay. That was almost happily. Because you know what Fergie. You do? You look at so John didn't have selfish intentions. LeVar Ball has totally selfish intentions. That is not a guy I want running my career. So you can say John could have done this better, could have done that better, but no, I'm right with Jeff. I'm taking John every day of the week.
I've heard sports radio in Lithuania it's really coming along. So if you
can you imagine taking teenage kids over to Lithuania?
Right, one kid's a high school kid.
That's what I mean. Like, can you imagine that? Like LeVar Ball's a little baby. That's really what really is. He's a petulant little baby. He might be less mature than his teenage boys.
I think there's a possibility, but what I do have to give him some credit for is the oldest one, Lonzo, won second overall in the NBA. Now that's
don't give him credit for talent. That. Other than impregnating Lonzo's mother. What else did he do?
Okay, but if you're going to apply that logic, why is everyone so fascinated with Walter Gretzky? Why does Walter Gretzky get any credit for anything?
Does he get credit?
I think he does. Everyone's like, you know great hockey daddy. Let's go talk to him about what it's like to for? He build just a rink in his
well,
backyard.
Well, that's what he did. He let Wayne go play. He didn't overburden him. He let him go play. I'd have Walter Gretzky run my career.
How do you even come up with
LeVar Ball
and Walter Gretzky? Like,
no, but you just said...
You should be ashamed of yourself.
If that's all it is... If he doesn't get any credit.
I don't think he did anything different with Brent or Keith. So Wayne was absolutely magically blessed with skills and attributes that made him the greatest player ever.
Right.
So what do you think, that Walter didn't care about Brent and Keith?
No, I think, but clearly
Glenn?
He nurtured a talented kid. He put him in the right
position. You don't
positions.
Think he didn't nurture Glenn? And
of course he did. But,
sure he did.
But then, you don't think LeVar Ball did something to get Lonzo second overall in the NBA?
No, I think Lonzo Ball is a massive talent.
Okay.
It's like, so what did he do?
Well, he obviously was around to help him grow as a kid.
I just said, I'm not having him run my
okay,
career.
But
you've seen his tactics and his antics. What do you think he could have done to help the kid? He claims he coaches better than everyone else. I know how to
could
take
beat
it.
Michael Jordan.
This guy's a lunatic.
I think that Brian would like to, I think Brian Babcock would like LeVar Ball to run with him.
I would take LeVar Ball. I would.
All right. Ryan Babcock.
Ray's coming up in about 20 minutes. Steve Mariucci on the NFL MVP chase. Now people suggesting after Brady's poor game last night, Antonio Brown could end up as the first wide receiver in league history to win the MVP. What are the chances? And we'll get into your take at the end of the show yesterday.
Instead of Brian Babcock, who's the other Babcock that used to be the GM of the Rams?
Rob Babcock.
That's your name. Rob Babcock.
Rob Babcock.
Instead of Brian, you're Rob.
Well, you love John Ferguson Jr. all of a sudden, so I can't call you that.
No.
You're Jeff Ball. You're Jeff Ball.
Rob Babcock. This is Jeff the Ball. Rob Babcock and Jeff Ball show. We'll come back after this.